Shalom, this is Billy Brim. What a beautiful, wonderful evening it is here at Yom HaMelech. Well, this is one of my favorite spots on earth. Not everybody would like it, but boy, it is a great place for me. I love to come and unwind, and I started coming here many, many years ago, just after my husband went to heaven. And it's such a place of healing. It's so good for my skin, and it's just a place to relax. And I am doing that right now. And we were having dinner. And, of course, the food is so good here. So healthy and so good. Mediterranean diet, everything fresh. And the best hummus. So I'm not trying to make you jealous or anything, but just trying to say the goodness of God that such a place like this on earth. And, of course, you see people. They discovered this place. It's a place near to where Sodom and Gomorrah, it's the lowest place on earth. That's why you can come here. I can come here and lie in the sun and have my skin treatment for hours because it's the lowest place on earth and the sun is filtered. But like we saw at dinner, you'll see a man who's lost his leg, probably a soldier. And they discovered this place way long ago in one of the early wars. They took their wounded aside and put them down here, and they noticed they started getting well really fast. And so it's a place of healing, a place for skin, for arthritis, rheumatism, all kinds of things. The Dead Sea is good for, but then also the sun is good for other things. The color in skin, pigment in skin, people who have a problem with it, taking, you know, shrinking. You lie in the sun here and it'll go back out and the pigment comes back. All kinds of wonderful, wonderful things. And so you see people and you're just thankful for this place. And one day I was meditating and I said, Lord, Lord, what about this place? And he said, well, and of course it's the lowest place on earth because it was struck by God during the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said that even, this is a sign to the world that even in judgment, there's blessing because there's healing here. And he said, people don't see it. They don't know what it is, but even in judgment, that's what we think about this right now. I've been reading some of the judgment chapters and the world is judged because it doesn't keep the eternal covenant that God has the land with Israel. Nations are judged by how they treat Israel. But even as we're here at the very end, and I do believe it's the end, folks, so many signs, so many things. But you'll see the nations, one and the other, lining up with Israel or aside from Israel, apart from Israel. So we're just here, and the signs are everywhere. The biggest miracle, and we always point this out to our groups, he brought them home just like he said he would. From Deuteronomy chapter 30 on, he said, you're going to go out, but you're going to come back. And that'll be a sign to the world. The thing about it is the world isn't reading the sign. And so hallelujah for all of you who are reading the sign and all of you who are praying. And well, isn't it good to be God's army? He calls us his athletes today. He's called us his army, and today he called us his athletes. Oh, hallelujah. Bless. And we're in training. We're in training. But I can tell you, folks, we're better than we were as a group. I'm talking about praying together. We've grown in that, and I just praise the Lord for it. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, yes, Miss Billy, I am on the line, and I'm really happy for you to be in the Dead Sea area. I love it as well. I'm not a good swimmer, but I know when I go to the Dead Sea, I just float. And I always have a bottle of water in my hand because if the water gets into your eyes,
right, and of course, all along the shore, they've got places for you to wash your eyes out. They've got those showers everywhere, you know.
Yeah, but, that Dead Sea is shared by Jordan and Israel, almost half and half.
Now, you know, yeah. I told you this afternoon. I was looking over at the mountains. Now I'm looking over at the lights. There's hotels on the other side, on the Jordanian side, and also towns, I think, villages up along the mountain there. And so I'm looking at Jordanian lights.
And, you know, it's a blessing because when you look in east, you've been east in April in Mount Nebo.
Yes, I was
there.
I
mean, you're looking straight up to where you were with Shelley, myself,
that's
and
right.
Quinn.
That's Mount Nebo.
You've been there.
Took Moses. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Yes.
It was always, for many, many years, it was an unknown to me. But then you were kind enough to take me there. And now it's not an unknown anymore.
No.
As I look over there, I know what's over there. And over there were the place where Jesus was baptized, not far from here. Really, where he was baptized. Mm-hmm.
We're taking Tony and Brenda there to the baptism site, to Mount Nebo. The time is really tight because they have to catch up with your tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I want to make a correction. I believe I gave you Psalm 6:12 earlier today, and that wasn't right. I didn't even notice. I give you 12. I don't know why, but it's Psalm 6:10. But you read Psalm 6:10. I just want to make correction that you read the right psalm.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
Psalm 6:10. Let's just look that up and see what that says.
It's there isn't actually Psalm 6:12. I don't know.
Well, that's what Hannah said at dinner. And I said, Hannah, I thought I read that. But it must have been 10 that I read.
You did. I think you read the right
psalm. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame suddenly. Yeah. Okay, guys, did you get that? It's Psalm 6:10 rather than Psalm 6:12.
Yes.
Bless
Sister
the Lord.
Janet, Sister Janet sent me a message and I told her that you would be correct. Maybe I didn't tell her. I can't remember. But I saw it. Yeah.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well,
praise
the
Lord.
Did you have a good dinner?
I did. I have a kofta kebab with hummus and pita bread, falafel. You said you have falafel there too.
Yeah,
and,
I
did. Homemade salad, olives.
Yeah, I had some of those same things. And you think about it, the Lord, he ate, I don't know if he had hummus or not, but I know he probably had chickpeas in some form or another. And it's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And Father, I want to just be sure to say, Brenda and Tony are traveling. And we have already prayed for the blessings upon that travel. And I want to thank you for it. And I don't know whether I said it or not, but I want to say that the planes will be on time. Everything will be on time. And hallelujah, bless the Lord. I know that when we left the States, travel was impaired in the North. And thank God we had come through Florida. So we didn't have any of that trouble. But I think Tony was up in Iowa, and he had some trouble getting home, driving home. But God helped him, and he's an Iowa boy, so he knows how to drive. So we just thank you, Lord, and for the safety and blessings upon your people. Just praise you and give you glory. And, Father, we just trust in you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit on that meeting. It's a very, very important meeting, one like they probably never had. Never had. And as they come from Iraq and Syria and Jordan,
Egypt.
And I don't know, Egypt. Have you got any from Lebanon?
Yeah.
Lebanon,
we got people from Lebanon, yeah. And we have We have 1,000 copy of, oh my goodness, you read a book.
The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Isn't that going to be an eye-awakening thing to them? Isn't that going to be an eye-awakening thing? Things will change in their areas. They'll change. There's a part in that book of Macmillan's that said, things you've been praying about, when you change and use your authority, you'll see them suddenly happen. Because it was the devil all the time. So praise God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for having that book. And give the people the understanding.
In Arabic.
Give them the understanding, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name. And thank you for Max willing to do it and Ramon to translate it.
Translator, yes.
We know it's done well because Ramon knows he's got it in his heart. He knows the authority of the believer.
Yes.
So praise God. Max is going to interpret for Brenda. So that's the best for her. And we just pray for her, Lord. We already had prayer. We put her in the prayer chair at Prayer Mountain. And we prayed for her. And we know that she's going to speak as the oracle of God. And in the name of Jesus, we lift up all the speakers. It is written,
yes,
if any man speak, let him speak as an oracle of God. If any man minister, let him minister with the ability God gives. And so we ask, oh God, let them speak beyond themselves. And open up the hearts and understandings. Lord,
come
they'll
on,
have
is one of the
understandings.
Speakers.
Yes. And
come
they'll have
on,
to have understandings.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, it's a special meeting. We've sent the angels, Max. We've sent the angels. They'll be surrounding you there.
Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anything you want to lead us in prayer? And we'll agree with you.
Just for Quinn and Kathy, she normally have the notes ready by now from the 8 a.m. They're still laying down, you know. Lori,
well,
Kathy,
God,
Quinn,
they're
Margaret,
into their healing.
They're healed. They're healed.
They're coming
healed.
In, and tomorrow morning they're going to get up and they're going to be raring to go.
They're going to get up and they're going to be ready to go. You know, the devil is a liar. Even we have a bus, we have 13 people from the state. There's one lady, Christine, is with us too, here, and she's coming to your tour. She's going back with Tony and Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Smiley, and we have many others. They are in our upper room place for YLH upper room, and they're all on the call together right now. I was hoping to be with them, but I need to be closer to Quinn. Praise the Lord. There is movement, like we are praying here with a group of WWPs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in Israel. I am here, and everybody around the States, around Europe, and in Dubai. I know there's people in Jordan, too, joining us on the call. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Brother Max. It's kind of like it's our project in a way, you know, our mission project.
Yes, it is. We're not giving the devil any opportunities. Mm-hmm. We have a bus. We took them to Elijah place today, or maybe to another
place.
Because I am busy, you know, with the prayer call, so I didn't go with them. And the bus, the tour guy and the driver, they called us and they said the bus broke down. I'm like, what? You got to be kidding me! So they fixed the bus really quick. You know, we're seeing what the devil is trying to do before the meeting starts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I used to have a little friend, Lydia Berkey, Dr. Lydia Berkey. She was trained up under Amy Simple McPherson, and she was a little evangelist, miracles in her life, and maybe you knew Lydia Berkey. But when something would come up like that, you know, she'd say, thank you, Mr. Devil, for your confirmation. So there's a confirmation. This is going to be a powerful meeting because he's trying to hit it. But we just praise the Lord. None of his shenanigans are going to work. And he's going to be put suddenly to shame. They shall turn back, just like that. That was our scripture, Psalm 6:10. All my enemies shall be ashamed and greatly troubled. They shall turn back, and they shall suddenly be ashamed. That means they're going to go back. They're going to leave off bothering you. They're going to turn around and go the other way. So we just thank you for that, Lord. Just so thankful. Bless God. Hallelujah. Thankful for this time to pray together, Father. And Father, I just wanted to tell you that we really, and you overheard us. You overheard us talking at dinner, Shelley and Hannah and me, how much that we enjoyed the words. Just a blessing. We really enjoyed them. And I know they're for others, Lord. I know it's broad, the spectrum. And I know there are people you're talking to everywhere through our prayers. But it was very plain to me and very plain to us. We're to examine ourselves like athletes do and see where we need to tone up, see what we need to mature in. In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord, for speaking to us so that we can understand things. Oh, Father, you're so good. Kofra halakambri ijakto tete kapra. Muzwa and sherto kangri titia tonde. Oh, proshkidonde, papillonde. Maglo dobri kedikatavra. Ishantora tihia kongra katakaya. Oh, the race, Lord, the race. It's almost run. Ishanto fakito. Krivanyo, those that are coming, Lord, you're going to equip for the races, their own races. Privando rukohuru kole dali kambanga. Gragito no koshi de kele kavra. Eliano no kweri no kofi kahaya na kahaya na haaya. Ishanto pika la nina na yando makaya anye no ya. In ye fi ha lo ya na ya go brakaya. Brivanjo no kohoroko kakra. Brishkite hisho. Brishkite kokwa. Brishkite gombla kaya na kahaya. O shato. Krishkata to tokohosha. Krishkata golehe ya anyandere gongraktya. Libro divra bishwa. Fotokotanya, pitiko kanka, osikata kapra, fritio no kombele kai, frita lo kombele kai, grivanyo no kwe, ridian toshka tai, brakata kanka. Ilibra hataka, osa brakata gole kam, brakata kontenge, ishato kuro goho shetianto, ro goho shakchanto, mitoramana, Oshi tihila, oshi tihila kai. Rifka todoko, ole kambi. Ma kora katinya na kohla ka piktio. Isa te kora ka pele kai antora manaka. Brishwan tohra ko piktio na ko kefra ka toche. Je ne kora ko tohla kambra ka to kohra kangaraka. Ishtianto, shekale ka Ishantoro koho shanto la manakaya. Krivala tori kakakaka. Swerve on anto. Swerve on toto mangi. Brishwato le kafra. Kridanyo no koroko di komplikata frakatoshka ticha. Eshenyo toro makaya nakor. Piccolo koho shankakala te. Grandi le kofka tashe, grandi le kofka kashe, grandi le kofka kashe. Shwita, zora manakia totele kapra, ilonye ni kwa, ilonye ni kwa. Pridushku dushe brika tojo no ki, grandiano na kaza na kakalati otodogo makai, la toto la kita takaha. Ejene metaya na koto toka. Krebe di kafrakatonye ne kwa. Ele bicha. Ele bichwa. Ejo otio inga ali kofre kanye. Pito masoto lo komikate. Shambre kafrote makola kape. Shambre makole mekihi di ka. Eshini kwera kodenye ni kwa. Griva la tora katijo no koro. Broshkieto no kombri katafrikatika. Le duria madoshketa prokole kita deka. Privroto shoto. Privetiandoro kubrekia ni kwa. Shoteli kabeya no sita lakai. Ivlihi shota. Ivlihi shah. Proshkotoria. Gravito loco se te fracchia cotegne, carce toto capre cafra calianegne, abilato la tiana nafti toto ca, obrifia toso copra cafatie, e gente le gatto da chi, da chi, ca chi. Mandi o fra shati tati con la mela se bradeta se bradeta e bi fa hatia la bocca o pra calancia nani nani o pra la via tonanie Tati, oh, rocombitia, oh, caffracada gallama, na corocombele di congrasche, così di gosvuelto non niente di caffra, presso toro manacca, presso calacchi telecanca, brefato, brefato, brefato. Lalo, 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 racatachita. La luce, bre, mascota dan gambe catà. I fili d'usue praficchio. I gini coro compang, coro che di sciacco, preca di caffra. Musver tosche di frappor, catisco tonce ne quale taglia. Bidi goshwa, bidi ka. Kia frakodo, kamalaka. Ara duke kai, matuna kunche. Kafrika de kohole kebra. Ashoto, tadakaha. Manyo, nyana, yana, kiato. Oh, sabri tatyo. Sabitato flica, le loro coscienze ne corco di chi brida la fretta, no combi di cotosche, e ce ne maracata fra le congratie, o france ne corco tiette le cotosche tambre che te cotosca. Muri a te, le tore cotogne ne quarta, te cofetie ne corco giunga, ma ne corca tiglio ne topi che te ca, e scelto te cora. Criva la compri che ti caia ne cucur copre. Oh, la bratifca, tolga, tolga, tolga. Oh, ma siete belle copri che ti cafra coglierono. Mangolo cuscepri ta fra cusciottia. Littoria ta, littoria ta. E ve li cuscia per il dufre cama, non niente li conosce. Pasca di Hescen, presco tiene qua. La digna non gore che frega di cotele cangora che disco, cara che debre. Pesce a te, Hescia. Che frega di corle è tanto. Ma cora che do Hescia un copre che ti cade alla ca. Agneto, agneneco, ontiang, nenego doja capra. Idibuhu, ha, nyano, mana, vite, magoroga diva, motie, matie, mangorogo, oh, father, father. Istupri, ti vrasce, to le praca freccio, no queroa. Belli dusvelto, non gara capiccio. Kati la tahala kaya na kahona kapra. Eshe te kohoro ko kangara ka dihise ka tuta. Kreveli ka tiangto to koho shekta tona ko toho shek kapra. Mili tuhishua. Mi inyonokwe afrakati inyerto kanga. A sötéli kohlőké brakti afrakatad sencse. Will you do a sencse? Oh, Father God, masko debrikedik afrandiek. Iwa, tunoko te pekalito. Pakalito, pakalito, kafra. Kemene kohora kandiana. Ile cabre, ile cabre, ile cabre, kate kotabra. Come na kaya na kala kombre. Hasko to briketi kahala. Kafrika de kahalaila. Jandu ko sveti. Kambra haliko fre fretenyo na kwa ale kambre kete ka kambra. Ishana matanya na kohuro kodonya ni kwa halakaya na kahala kampretia. Emi ni kwa hara konti angtoro godoha shakapri kate godoha shakyano. Mationa me tere kafre. Ishana kodonya ni kwa hara katidio. Mala kwa hara kandiyangtoro godoha shakambre. Ishe toho kene kohra ko prahla ka fra kene ko toho shikam pa. Bratito. Peli toho pa fra ka deshe nere kohra ko toho shke ti pra. Kresh ko toho priki ti ti ta. O kulam 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 sham kulam 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 sham. Prifrak kene ko debre kete galo tufka. Ma le due vescettini hanno qua, lasciatolte una cotata copacchia. Oh, sembrato, sembrato, franche. Che li vuole cotiato da goscette. Cascotere cotto le canca. Pescatofre. Pescatore catifro cotonce di con la copra. Ma io te, bledugna, bletonia, bledonia. Oh, shete di gohoshak tele gohoshak kabra. Oh, la prakatinya. Kafrakati katike dakya. Maka la gohoshak kom prakatike dahashay. Kimene kwahala komprekte di gohoshak kapre. Shite di gohoshitya. Ivi di gohoshwa. Matoni martele kapratia na korogadinia i veli duhishwa prashko toho prekati kala lai a kafritor ma anjena kwe enia mo mato 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 mo sabritanyo ki veli duhishwa to nyande de godoshka i gede gabra a capra caffigno, casca debre che di cahallai, isce te gohura campratia, avele duhura coptiafra che di iscente, camenitili co brevre che di cionde ne gode coptosca da bracatagne ne gode cotembre, ma queri anna ne gohura con diangere ne gohura scecchio bracataca fra, Eli mendiando rego di hondombre che di gadascio ancora gadisca topra. Eli mendiato frele cambraccio ne godoscia cobre che di gavrai. Isce di gondietto rego dosca d'abre che di gadasca. Meriato fra manacora manacahalla. Manacahalla cafrangie ne godorugo debre che fra. Esce ne matusco dusqua. Ishe ne makara ko divra bichwa nujwa an shoto le kambicho. Kavilo tu brakata kafrinyo. Ajete no kwa madonya, madonya, madonya. Kara ko dehele tita. Mancho no ko dosa ko toshka. Meshko tori amai. Meshko tori amai. Fride li goho chanto se belika. Fridili kahala kompa, eshtion. Fridili kambarakaya, Angeli Dete. Ahaha, Angela Dete Grindasco. Produhu Hufanya Nequa. Margudili Kubra Kafratiano Nombre. Krabida le Kangra Kadishka Tayana Kahala Kayana Kahalaila. Rivele Doshka Dabra Katike Fra. Mationo Kopre. Pele doho shanton ombre kate kahala kaya. Ashika dobre hefre keti hinyakto. Grakalito, grakalito, grakalito. Atofre kate kahalai. Praskoto ombre kate kafra. Father, I just sense that while we're all together here, we need to pray for the delegates that are coming, for the individual people. We've prayed for the leadership. But I'm praying, and I want us all to join in prayer, that each person, their need is so great in this part of the world, being a minister of the gospel, or I don't know, maybe they're not all pastors or preachers, but a dedicated Christians. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. They just have such a need for the manifestation of God. I'm asking you to manifest yourself. I'm asking you to manifest yourself in healing, in miracles, and signs and wonders that they can see and feel. I'm asking you that, Father, for them. I'm asking you that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you. Notable miracles, signs and wonders and God's presence. God's presence in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Manifested. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What time do you start Thank in the morning, Brother Max?
Tomorrow I actually have the first meeting in the evening at 5 p.m.
Okay.
And you know, Miss Billy, I have five of my family members will be helping in that conference.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's unheard
hallelujah.
Of.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Max. You were the first.
I think you know what I know. I think you know what I mean. Yeah.
What a miracle. That right there is a miracle. But and Max, something else came to me. It seems what? There's going to be a man who's coming who he really intended to stir up a dissension and trouble.
Mm.
He intended to claim even that you all weren't right, you know, things like that. But that before it's over, he's going to be weeping in repentance. And he's going to have great, great change, like the Apostle Paul. And he's mm-hmm. going to be turned on and greatly used of God. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. I receive mm-hmm. it. Thank you, Lord.
And so don't be upset. Don't be upset if he seems to be belligerent in the beginning.
No. We
just
have,
believe God.
Yeah. Amen. We mm-hmm. believe God. So many things already happened even before we start this conference or you know, being led to do it. But mm-hmm. you know, but God, here we are. He provided mm-hmm. everything. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Praise All right, dear Brother Max.
Proverbs 16:3. First statement. It's a bit long. What? There we are. Victory means living a life. Oh, characterized, yeah, Victory means living a life characterized by fellowship, with God. You are the winners. There we go again. You are the winners. You are the winners when you defeat the things that hinder your relationship with God. Hinder your relationship with God and focus your lives on diligently seeking me. Focus your lives on diligently seeking me. Oh, focus your life on diligently seeking me is underlined. I just saw that.
Beginning with the word focus?
Correct. Focus your lives on diligently seeking me. That's underlined. Mm-hmm. So from the beginning, really quick. Victory means living a life characterized by fellowship with God. You are the winners when you defeat the things that hinder your relationship with God. And underline, focus your life on diligently seeking me.
I want to ask a question, Chip. A question, Chip.
Yes.
fellowship. The word hindered, does it have a ED on the end of it, or is it just an R on the end?
R on the end.
Okay. All right, let me read it back to you. Victory means living a life characterized by fellowship with God. You are the winners when you defeat the things that hinder you, your relationship with God, and focus your lives on diligently seeking me.
That is correct.
Okay. Beginning with focus, okay. Of course, it's underlined.
Yes. Job 11, verses 14 and 15. Job 11, verses 14 and 15.
14 and 15?
Yeah.
Job 11, 14 and 15?
Yes.
Okay.
2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16, 1, 6, and 17, 1, 7. Mixed statement. Let me check here. Okay, this one is all underlined. And it begins with, you walk in victory. You walk in victory when you meditate. When you meditate on God's words. Not to lose your saltness, S-A-L-T-I-N-E-S-S.
Saltiness.
Saltiness.
Is it not to lose?
Not to lose your saltiness on this prayer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On this prayer?
Not to lose on this prayer. with my friend and prophet. Not today. Yeah, not today. Stop focusing on your inability. Stop focusing on your inability and focus on God's ability. Okay, I'll read it again. This statement is all underlined, if I didn't say that. I'm going to go from the beginning. You walk in victory when you meditate on God's words, not to lose your saltiness in this prayer with my friend and prophet. Not today. Stop focusing on your inability and focus on God's ability. That's the statement.
Hallelujah.
Interesting. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 12:2. Hebrews 12:2. Romans 5:3-5. He gave us this a lot before. Romans 5:3-5. Job. Another Job here. 22:21. Job 22:21. Okay, next statement. It's not underlined. Walk in victory when you preserver through trials, church.
Persevere. I bet it's persevere.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it is persevere.
Mm-hmm.
Persevere. Thank you, Miss Lord. walk in victory.
We make a good persevere. Team, brother.
Praise the Lord. You know, I can't even think of anybody beside you to even, yeah, praise the Lord. Well, you know this.
Yeah.
Best.
Yeah, we know this. He's put us together. We make a good team. Yeah. Us and all of the others on this line.
Amen. Amen. Persevere through trials, church. I am persevere again. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong still. Persevere in faith. Focus on me, your God and Lord. Okay, I'll try to do better here from the beginning.
Just a minute here, I've got to catch up.
Okay,
all right.
And focus on me, your God and Lord. Okay, walk in victory when you persevere through trials, church. I am with persevere again in faith.
Spell that.
Yeah, I probably should. P E R S S E V E R E.
I am, and then it's persevere.
I am with. There's this word with. I am with, P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-E. That's persevere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just giving you what the Lord gave us here. I am with, persevere in faith. And
In
then,
faith.
in faith, yeah. And focus on me. And focus on me, your God and Lord. Yeah, I don't know. I can't read it any better. This is, these are the words.
Hey, I'm wondering if the word you should have been in there. I am with you.
With you? There is a line with a Y. I thought it's a four, but not a full word. It's just
I
like
bet it's
it could
you.
Be a letter.
Here's what I think it should be. Walk in
I'm
victory.
Send you a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Walk in victory when you persevere through trials, church. I am with you, period. Persevere and focus on me, your God and Lord. Persevere in faith. Persevere in faith and focus on me, your God and Lord. That's what I think it should be. Walk in victory when you persevere through trials, church. I am with you. Persevere in faith and focus on me, your God and Lord.
Okay. I believe that's it. But see,
I think that's it.
Yeah, there's a Y, and I thought it's a four, but it's not a full word. If that
makes
sense,
it's a U
in front of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a U. I am
yeah.
with you. You see, here we get the point. Walk in victory
okay.
when you persevere through trials, church. I am with you, period. Now more instructions to us. Persevere in faith and focus on me, your God and Lord. In other words, focus on me, I'm with you.
Okay, that makes sense.
Focus on
yeah.
focus on the fact that he's with us. That
Amen.
Four that you see there should be a U. You were probably writing a Y and going kind of fast or something. But here's what I think it should be. Walk in victory when you persevere through trials, church. I am with you, period. Persevere in faith and focus on me, your God and Lord.
Okay, praise the Lord.
That
Amen.
Makes sense, yeah. Got it.
Okay. Galatians, how did I say it? Like Galatians?
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Probably
okay.
You're right. Probably you're right, Galatians.
Mm-hmm.
That we have a broad A.
6, 9, and 10. Galatians
9
6,
and 10.
9, and
Galatians
10.
6, 9, and 10. Got it.
Galatians 9 and 10. Ephesians 6, 18. Ephesians 6, 18.
Mm-hmm.
First Thessalonians. Go ahead.
I was just going to say Ephesians 6:18. That's going to be about the armor. So see, he's talking about when we're going through trials. Be sure to have the armor. So that fits with what. Yeah, it makes it all fit. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Amen.
With First Thessalonians
5, 16 through 18.
Okay.
Okay. Next statement is underlined. There is no good thing, there is no good thing that I will, withhold, there is no good thing that I will withhold from you. If you ask me, I will always have what you need. So this whole statement is underlined. I'll read it again. There is no good thing that I will withhold from you. If you ask me, I will always have what you need.
How wonderful.
Yes, praise
the Lord.
How
wonderful.
James 1. Yeah, this is one. James 1, verses 5 through 8. James 1, verses 5 through 8. Next statement. Understanding the concept of victory in my book. Understanding the concept of victory in my book involves recognizing that true victory achieved through faith in God. I'll read it again. Understanding the concept of victory in my book involves recognizing that true victory achieved through faith in God.
Yes, true victory.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 21:31. Proverbs 21:31. 1 Corinthians 15:57. That's high up there. Oh, I think we had this scripture before.
Oh, he gives us this one quite often. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Okay. Next statement. Underlined. Read like this. Obedience to my will and reliance on my strength rather than human effort alone. Obedience to my will and reliance on my strength rather than human effort alone. Walk with the experience of God's redemption. Oh, maybe I'm reading it wrong. Redemption. Redemption, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the gift of eternal life. So obedience to my will and reliance on my strength rather than human effort alone, walk with the experience of God's redemption and the gift of eternal life.
You know, God is really stressing that he wants us to experience what he got. He doesn't want us to walk without experiencing it. This
yeah.
is wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, but just thinking about how he's stressing it. How he's stressing it, and he stressed earlier, I want you to have what I bought and paid for.
Yes, yes.
I want you to experience it.
Amen.
He doesn't want it just to be a doctrine. He wants us to walk in it.
That's right. That is right. And whenever you want to say something, that's fine. Give me a chance to read more before I read it.
All right. Well, yeah, okay. Take the pressure off.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Joshua 1:9. Again, I believe we got it in the morning. Joshua 1:9. Philippians 4:13. Joshua 1:9. Philippians 4:13. That's one of my favorites. Okay. Next statement. The face of challenges the face.
What was the first word? What was the first word?
The
T-H-E.
T-H-E. Yeah.
Okay.
The face of challenges in my words is where unwavering faith is where unwavering faith and trust in God lead to miracles. Trust in God lead to miracles. Deliverance and enduring strength. Okay, I'll read it again. The face of challenges, in my words, is where unwavering faith and trust in God lead to miracles, deliverance, and enduring strength. That is the statement.
I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Is the second word F-A-C-E?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, F-A-C-E. where was I? Oh, here. Next statement. True triumph, is this the same word we got in the morning? T-R-I-U-M-P-H?
Triumph, yes.
That's the same one. He's testing me.
Mm-hmm.
True triumph comes from relying on the power of Christ and faithfulness. Okay, what is this word? AMIDST.
A what? AMIDST. Amidst.
Yeah. Amidst.
Amidst.
Faith, okay.
Okay. AMIDST?
Correct. AMIDST.
It means in the middle of. It means in the middle of.
Oh.
Amidst.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Faithfulness amidst trials and a diversity. That's the statement. Okay. I'll read it again.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
That could be A-D-I-V-E-R-S-I-T-Y, adversity, rather than a diversity. Adversity is another word for trouble.
Okay, okay. So how do you spell adversity?
The A goes with it. A-D-I-V-E-R-S-I-T-Y. Mm-hmm. The A goes with it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's
yeah.
it. And I bet that was the same in the prayer earlier. We'll find it again.
Yeah.
Adversity, yeah.
Adversity, okay. Do you want to read the statement again?
Okay. And and this morning.
Okay.
Now this morning, we had this statement. Victory is both a present reality and a future hope for those who trust in the Lord. Through faith in me, you can overcome life's trials, find strength in adversity. Not a diversity, but adversity.
Wow.
Because adversity is another word for trials and troubles. In both cases, it should be adversity.
Okay.
So we have just had this. The face of challenges, in my words, is where unwavering faith and trust in God lead to miracles, deliverance, and enduring strength. True triumph comes from relying on the power of Christ and faithfulness amidst trials, adversity, and is there something else after that?
No, that's it, period.
Amidst trials, adversity.
Correct.
There you got it.
Okay. Job 42:12. I have a lot of jokes this afternoon. Job 42:12.
Well, he had trials and adversities, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, Genesis 50, verse 20. Genesis 50, 20.
60, verse 20?
60. 50.
Oh, 50. Okay.
20.
All right, got it. Got it.
Psalm 23. The whole psalm again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Statements. See. Oh, this one is underlined. This statement is underlined. See the final victory in the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate victory of God. Over evil at the end of time. That is the statement, and it's all underlined. See the final victory in the book of Revelation, the ultimate victory of God over evil at the end of time. Last statement. It's almost repeating, but I'm going to read it. The final victory of God over Satan, where God reigns forever and ever. Wow. So I read it again. The final victory of God over Satan, where God reigns forever and ever.
Is that underlined, Brother Max?
This one, yes, it is underlined. So the last two statements is underlined, both of them. So the final victory in the book of Revelation, the ultimate victory of God over evil at the end of time, and the one below it is underlined. The final victory of God over Satan, where God reigns forever and ever. Yes, it is on the
line. Hurry up, Lord. Hurry up.
Hurry up, Lord. Even if it's night in Israel and Jordan and daylight in America.
Yeah, we don't even care. I mean, tonight is fine.
Really,
I
don't think
it will be. No, it won't be.
Trust in me. I'm going to tell you that everybody praying in tongues, the Spirit of God is really moving through them, through all of us here.
Oh, yes. Something. Oh, yes. Oof. Glory to God. We get to be a part of it. Think of it.
Yes. Sincere warriors, intercessors. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Victory means living a life characterized by fellowship with God. You are the winners when you defeat the things that hinder your relationship with God. And focus your lives, and beginning with focus, it's underlined, and focus your lives on diligently seeking me. Job 11, 14 and 15. If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away. And do not let wickedness dwell in your tents. Then indeed you could lift up your face without moral defect, and you would be steadfast and not fear. So in other words, if there's iniquity that's hindering us from fellowship of God, we need to put it far away. Second Timothy 3:16 and 17. That so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. That the man of God, wait a minute here. I've got a mistake. I hit an extra figure. Okay. Okay, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, teaching, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, complete, equipped for every good work. In other words, he already told us that if there's something in our lives that's hindering our fellowship, we need to get rid of it. And, yeah. And here he's telling us you can find out what's wrong from the scriptures. When you read the scriptures, if you're a real person that loves the Lord, and you see something in there, let's say you didn't forgive somebody or what, let's just take that for instance. You see in there you're supposed to forgive, and that if you don't forgive, it hinders you. So it's telling you that the scriptures will show you what you need to do to be complete. Underlined, you walk in victory when you meditate on God's words. Not to lose your saltiness in this prayer with my friend and prophet, not today. Stop. I missed a word here.
Focusing.
Okay. Stop focusing on your inability and focus on God's ability. Hebrews 12:2. Looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
That's his ability.
It's wrong to focus on your inability. It'll hinder you. Romans 5, because your ability is only in him. Not only that, but we rejoice, we glory in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. And perseverance, proven character. And proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been shed abroad or poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Job 22:21. Agree with God and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you. The King James says, acquaint yourself with God. the New American says yield. Here is the Amplified. Acquaint now yourself with him, agree with God, and show yourself to be conformed to his will, and be at peace. By that you shall prosper, and great good shall come to you. Well, his word is his will. So when you see it in his word, that's what you meditate on, that you won't lose your saltiness. What is saltiness? Especially in the day of the Bible, it preserved things. And then Jesus said, what if your salt has lost its savor? It's just good for nothing, just throw it on a dung heap. So saltiness has to do with preserving things. It also has to do with tastiness. And we don't want to lose our attraction, our saltiness.
No. You know, Miss Philly? Mm-hmm. Job 22:21. Go mm-hmm. with it this way. Agree with God and focus on God's ability.
That's exactly right. That's what he's trying to get over to us.
My goodness.
And good shall come to you.
Yes.
And good shall come to you. That's right. And for your meeting. Don't focus on yourself.
No.
Nothing about any helpers or Kamal or anything. Just focus on his ability. Mm-hmm.
Just like Adam of Assembly. Focus on his ability and look what God has been doing every year.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Walk in victory. When you persevere through trials, church, I am with you. And focus on me, your God and Lord. Persevere in faith. Hallelujah. Now, I'm kind of lost myself here, but we were hearing about that persevering up in another scripture. So praise the Lord. Galatians 6, 9 and 10.
Miss Philly, I would like you to read the statement again. Walk in victory, just to see that.
Okay. Walk in victory. When you persevere through trials, church, I am with you. Persevere and focus on me, your God and Lord. Persevere in faith. I wrote something in the wrong place. Persevere in faith. And focus
on me.
On me, your God and Lord. Okay, here we go.
Your God and Lord. Yeah.
Walk in victory when you persevere through trials, church. I am with you. Persevere in faith and focus on me, your God and Lord. In other words, your God and Lord who's with you.
Who's with you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Galatians 6, 9. And 10. So let us not be wary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Ephesians 6:10. Praying at all times. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So there it is. There's the word.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
God. Tells you how to do it. Exactly. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's how to do it. That's how to persevere right there. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. That's His will for us. Underlined.
Mm-hmm.
There is no good thing that I will withhold from you if you ask me. I will always have what you need.
Thank
James
you.
1, 5 through 8. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously, who gives to all generously and without reproach. Mm-hmm. And it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surface of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man and unstable in all his ways. Understanding the concept of victory in my book involves recognizing that true victory achieved through faith in God. Proverbs 21:31. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord.
Hey,
and in that time, you know, they had their war horses. And it was their part. They're supposed to prepare the horse for the day of battle. But the horse can be ever so strong and not bring you the victory. The victory is coming from the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, underlined, obedience to my will and reliance on my strength rather than human effort alone. Walk with the experience of God's redemption and the gift of eternal life. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whither soever you go. Philippians 4:13.
I love it.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The face of challenges, in my words, is where unwavering faith and trust in God lead to miracles, deliverance, and enduring strength. True triumph comes from relying on the power of Christ and faithfulness amidst trials, adversity. Job 42:12. Wait a minute here. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginnings. And he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. So, Job is an example, and he gave us several scriptures from Job, of trials and adversities. But look at the blessings that Job got in the end. And you know, the whole book of Job, they say, probably took place in about 9 months' time. So it wasn't the whole stretched out long thing. Wow, that man was pretty rich.
Yeah.
14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 female donkeys. Hallelujah. Genesis 50 and verse 20. This is Joseph, you know, talking to his brothers. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. Then Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and chesed shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Underlined. The rest on out is underlined. See the final victory in the book of Revelation. The ultimate victory of God over evil at the end of time. The final victory of God over Satan when God reigns forever and ever. Trust in me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sounds like
Hallelujah.
A total victory is the will of God and experience. And that's what you're going to have in your meeting, Brother Max? Total victory
yes.
and experience.
Totally.
And of course, I thought about no good thing will I withhold from you. If you ask me, I'll always have what you need. And that goes for Quinn and Kathy and those who needed his healing. He's not withholding it. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay, brother. We're looking for a good report.
Yes. Yes, so
okay.
Start tomorrow. Praise God.
Start
thank
tomorrow.
You, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Love you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Shalom, shalom.